Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, has tweets in hand.
Tweets!
He is tweeting. All right, well you're almost, not tweeting, but you're reading tweets.
No, that'd be tough to do. Browns underscore daily is where you can tweet the show. A lot of them here today. A lot of people have called their shots. From at Tommy M underscore 29. 24-0 Kansas City.
Okay.
Oof. Let's not have that. All right, this is a legitimate question, guys. Adam Donatini. If Campbell looks as bad or worse than Whedon, what is the next QB move for the Browns?
No clue.
I think you give them another week at least to come at home and play the Ravens, and then you have the bye week, and maybe at that point they would try to find somebody off the streets. But I don't know. I have a feeling that they would be more inclined, and you tell me if this is your sense too, to write out bad Campbell and just say this is what we're doing, then put Whedon back in.
They're going
to
write out bad Campbell. If it's about performance and not injury, Campbell will be the guy, because I think ultimately their feeling is bad is bad. But, you know, there's no lesser of two evils. It's just two evils.
At what point in your mind, Vic, do they begin to think about the draft period?
Well, it's always thought about, and the process is always going on. And we've talked about it on this show that Mike Lombardi and the personnel, the scouts, obviously Joe Banner, intimately involved with this thing. But the Ray Farmer and Lombardi out on the road, constantly looking at quarterbacks every weekend, and every week scouts are combing the country to assemble, and they're looking at other positions. They're not just looking at quarterbacks, but they're looking at a lot. So is the organization ever going to shift only into draft mode and just not deal with what's happening in the season? No, it doesn't work that way. I've been around teams that have gone through, you know, those sort of hopeless looking second halves of season, and they don't just say, we're just talking draft. The coaching staff doesn't work that way. Players don't work that way. What else, Dino?
More shots to be called here. All right. From JJ Steele 3. Pains me to say it. I see KC 24, our beloved Brownies 6. From at Doogie Howser 03, Browns 15, KC 14. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go. Woof, woof.
Woof, woof.
And Jeff Gorman. Browns will upset the Chiefs 21-20. And one last one, Sarge at Sarge 1208, Chiefs 30, Browns 9.
Yeah. I think most are following that sentiment, the Gerard Cherry / me sentiment.
It's interesting. Nobody really has them as close as I do. People either have them getting blasted or winning by a point.
That's right. The ones who have the Browns losing have them losing big. The ones who have them winning, just winning close. And you know, kind of a freaky series of events that might lead to that.
That's right.
Like that 15 score.
15-14. Billy Cundiff.
So Hooley and Gerard are next. Bruce Hooley and Gerard Cherry follow this show. Want to thank for this show their participation, Dan Fouts, for being here. Want to thank Devon Bess and Jameer Howerton for their contributions. Want to thank Carly McCord for her great tweet work, and she's going to be doing the Browns Daily Wrap that will follow and be posted on ClevelandBrowns.com in a little bit. Want to thank our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Want to thank you for all your calls and tweets and listenership. We appreciate that so much. So enjoy your weekend. Hopefully you can enjoy your Sunday with a Browns victory that we can talk about on Monday. Nathan, enjoy your weekend, my brother.
You as well. Have a safe trip to Kansas City and bring us back a winner, Notorious.
We'll try. Talk to you again on Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.